Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Unipetrol first quarter 2018 financial results conference call. I will now hand you over to your host, Mr. Miroslav Kastelic, CFO, and Ms. Eva Tsuchiloto, IR manager. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon to you all, and welcome to the conference call where we present the Unipetrol Q1 2018 financial results. So if you don't mind, we go directly to slide...
Good afternoon.
We can go to slide 5, where we discuss the key highlights of Q1 2018. So where we look at the external macro environment, if you have a look, the crude oil prices increased by 23% year-on-year, and they reached $67 per barrel. The refining model margin decreased by 34% during the last 12 months, and it is now at $2.6 per barrel. The petrochemical model margin decreased by 12% over the last 12 months, and it is at a level of €724 per ton. But if we look at the previous quarter, it remains relatively unchanged. The volume of processed crude oil is down by 4%. The refining utilization ratio is at 86%. The sales volume, they decreased by 14% over the last 12 months to 1.4 million tonnes. Benzina further increased its market share to over 21%, and that is as of January 31st, 2018. The EBITDA LIFO is at 1.5 million billion Czech crowns. The net cash position is at a level of 1.5 billion Czech crowns, and Unipetrol share price is at 371, which is a 61% increase over the last 12 months. On the next page, where we have a look at the general market macro environment, The Czech gross domestic product growth was estimated at an increased rate of 4.4% as of Q1 2018, and it is expected to slow down in the next period and further periods after that. The business and consumer confidence in the Czech economy is pretty much steady as of previous period, and during the Q1, the Czech appreciated against USD to 20.7 Czech crowns, which is about 5% quarter-on-quarter, and also against euro to 25.4 Czech crowns to euro. The US dollar against euro was at 1.2 US dollar, which is 2.6 increase quarter-on-quarter. The diesel consumption at the Czech Republic increased by 3%, whilst gasoline consumption decreased by 1%. On the next slide, the downstream macro environment, we can see again that the crude oil prices increased by 23% over the last 12 months, and they are near $67 per barrel, and I believe that they reached 74 this week. The refining model margin decreased by 34% year-on-year to $2.6 per barrel, and Brent fuel differential decreased by 24% over the last 12 months to $1.6 per barrel. The petrochemical model margin decreased by 12% over the year to €724 per ton. We will now look at the financial and operating results, which will be presented by our CFO, Mr. Miroslav Kastelic.
Okay, so thank you, Eva. Looking at our financial results as a summary, the revenue decreased 9% year-on-year. That's basically due to strengthening Czech crowns, again, U.S. dollar mainly, and partially to euro. This negative impact was partially offset by the higher quotation of the refinery products due to the crude oil price increase All in all, we see that this has some negative impact at these two factors. Also, we noticed lower sales volume in the refinery products, and this volume was also partially offset by the higher volume of the petrochemical products. So all in all, 9% lower volume year on year. When we take a look on our operating profitability, EBITDA in LIFO at the level of 1.5 billion, which is lower by 2.1 billion year on year. We had, and of course, more details I will provide later on. The LIFO effect was positive, 100 million, so the operating accounting results was at the level of almost 1.4 billion. Depreciation amortization, 800 million, and EBIT, 600 million. We also had negative results from the financial operation as a result of the revaluation of our cash balance, which is basically kept in the U.S. Dollars. So all in all, at the bottom line, for the first quarter, we had 300 million net profit, which is 2.5 billion lower than first quarter last year. When we take a look on the operating profitability by segments, next page, please, we see that the downstream segment contributed in the operating profits at the level of 1.1 billion. Retail, very good result and positive contribution to the overall Unipetrol operating profits at the level of almost 400 million. When we take a look on the changes year on year in the particular segments, downstream lower by 2.2 billion. That's basically due to two major factors. First of all, last year we have recognized the revenue from the FCC insurance compensation at the level of 1 billion. And also we notice we observing the worst refining and petrochemical margins, which is partially a result of the increased crude oil prices. The retail segment, as I mentioned, 103 million year-on-year better, and that's the basically positive or very good performance which we notice on the higher number of petrol stations. So we see also that the margins are increasing, and also the we have improved gastronomy offer. Then next page, when we're analyzing just the downstream segment, EBITDA in LIFO, we see that, as I mentioned, year-on-year, when we compared these first quarters, we had a negative macro environment that's basically due to the lower refining and petrochemical margins, also the higher internal usage cost due to the higher crude oil prices. We also see the in the other as a performance negative 1.5 billion impact, and that's basically coming from the one-offs which we recognize in the first quarter 2017 from the insurance compensation. Also some higher labor cost where we had to adjust our labor to the market. Also some other costs like CO2 emission and some other like maintenance. From the positive factors, we had higher we have positive impact from the higher utilization of the steam cracker unit as well as polymer production units. despite the fact that we had lower refining capacity utilization. All in all, 200 million positive impact from volume. Then moving to the particular sub-segment, starting from refining operational data, the volume was lower by 14%. That's basically due to limited capacity utilization. First of all, at the very beginning of the year, we had still limited utilization of partial oxidation units, which limit our utilization of our Litvinov refinery. And then also, once we started the turnaround in Kralupy, also limited the capacity utilization. So all in all, it caused the lower process crude by 68 KT, and we processed crude at the level of 1,000,000.8, almost 0.9 kilotons. The refining utilization ratio almost at the same rate like last year at the level of 86%. Now, moving to next page, where we're presenting the operational data from the petrochemical subsegment, we see that from the volume perspective, we had 16% higher year-on-year, thanks to the full availability of petrochemical assets. The polyethylene sales increased by 17% at the level of 73. Polypropylene sales up by 4% year-on-year at the level of 75 KT. Spolana sales volume decreased at the same time by 7% due to discontinuation of the production of caustic soda following the termination of amalgam electrolysis unit. Looking at steam cracker utilization ratio, very high at the level of 94%, so the petrochemical subsegment from the operational perspective, very good quarter. Now moving to the retail segment, next page, we see that very good results as of first quarter. You see on the graph that it's the record high results for the first quarter, so Benzina continues very good performance for the many quarters, and we are looking forward also for the following quarters. The market share increased to 21.4%, and when we take a look at the operating profits, when we compare year-on-year of the first quarters, we see that in all categories we significantly increase the overall performance, fuel margins up, volume up, and non-fuel, so all in all 103 million better, which represents almost 40% better performance than we had in the first quarter 2017. So also very good quarter for retail segment. When we take a look on the cash flow and the financial position, the free cash flow starting from the end negative at the level of 721. That's basically due to higher high capex spendings at the level of 2.2 billion, which was financed by our through inflows from the other investing cash flows from the corporate cash pool. When we take a look on the operating cash flow, we generated almost 1.2 billion after the adjustments of EBITDA, and it was consumed basically through the higher net working capital. That's, of course, the results of, first of all, the highest crude oil prices, as well as a higher inventory level, where we built inventory before the turnaround, also lower payables. Basically, we spent on the cash basis, we spent 2.2 for capex. However, the nominal capex was at the level of 1.3 in the first quarter. And it's worth to mention as the main projects, we continue construction of PE3. We started the new boiler house for the steam cracker in Litvinov. We continue modernization of Benzina network, also renewal of the logistics assets and revamp of the energy unit in Litvinov. Moving to next page, when we are presenting the financial position, our cash quarter on quarter decreased by 700 million. So we end up quarter with the cash position at the level of 1.5 billion. When we take a look on the traditional covenants, the net debt over EBITDA in LIFO negative, so nothing to comment once we have net cash, not net debt. And also we have financial gearing negative, slightly lower as we presented in the previous quarter, and that's of course the results of the negative free cash flow. At the end, as a summary, I'd like to present the operational update and outlook, starting from the voluntary public offer of Unipetrol shares. So PKN succeeded the transaction settlement, and as the as of the February 23rd, PKN became the owner of 94.03% of Unipetrol shares. When we take a look on the progress in insurance claim, so we continue negotiation with reinsurers. We still presenting 2.5 billion as a contingent assets in our notes in the financial statements. This is something which we are negotiating with the reinsurers, and we think that we should make the final settlement in definitely before year end. We thought that we could even close it in the second quarter. However, still the negotiations are quite tough. We have a different position in some of the items, especially for the business interruption, how it's calculated, what's the length of the period of restatement of steam cracker after an accident, the property damage. Actually, I think that it was almost fully covered, and you may expect that, you know, always when we are talking about some models and how these things are calculated, it's not necessary we are at the same page. So the negotiation continues, and we hope that we will close this within third, if not third, at least till the end of the year. The planned around turnaround in Kralupy refinery, it started in the second half of March. The plan is that it's supposed to be completed by May 9th, and it should be on full operation on May 16th. The short update about the takeover of OMP petrol station, we are pleased to announce that the project is finished, so the integration is now completed. 60 petrol station has been successfully integrated, so our network consists of 404 stations. And the update from the PE3, the major investments which we realize, so project is progressing, approaching 83% of completion, and the mechanical completion is expected in December 2018. So that's pretty much all from our side. So we are ready for the questions.
Thank you. We will now start question and answer session. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our first question comes from Tomasz Stepień, Argus. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hello, good afternoon. I have one question about your plant operations in the second quarter and rest of the year. So apart of this ongoing turnaround of Kralupy, do you plan any shutdowns in Litvinov or later in the year in Kralupy refinery? Thank you very much.
Not the major one. We may have the shutdown of the steam cracker in the third quarter, September. That's something which we are considering for the preventive kind of the maintenance, also related to the investment which we are realizing with some of the connections for the new boiler house. So that's basically what we are planning now. And any other, I'm not aware that we should have any major. Of course, the vis breaker, the regular shutdowns, I think, supposed to happen in the second quarter, but the rest, rather, I'm not aware about any major.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no other question at this moment. Dear speakers, back to you.
Thank you. So we believe that concludes our presentation, and thank you for your participation and wish you a pleasant day. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participating. You may now disconnect.